This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sorry, Mr. Big Voice Man. John Lopez out there fishing somewhere. But we got maybe the next best thing, maybe a better thing. I don't know. I'll let you guys determine that. His name is Brandon K. Scott B. Scott in the building. What's happening, bro?
Man, I appreciate it. Hey, look, but look, must be nice out there. You can just be out there fishing.
Bro, he just got a new boat.
Got a new boat.
New boat with fish with too.
I'm out here grinding.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to get a new car, trying to save up for a house, as we say. And my man has got a new boat.
New boat money.
Man. Hey, it must be nice. Hey, you where we trying to get to, Lopez?
That's right.
Yeah.
And also, you could also tie this in. We're getting to the question of the day, 713-572-4610. And it's kind of a shame Lopez ain't here because he has a lot of shameless to him. He got a lot of, I just do this. You just going to have to deal with it. Where are you the most shameless in your life? 713-572-4610. Because we saw, and we have seen kind of during this series, Rockets, Warriors, a good amount of a deficit of shame, so to say, with various people. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is Draymond bleeping Green.
Yeah.
But funny enough, he was not a culprit, at least for me, in this game, game five yesterday. There were two folks that I thought were fairly shameless. One of them was Dylan Brooks. And it was, I mean, it really started from the Warriors broadcast, you know, in the first round, the home broadcast, get to continue going. And the worst ranked broadcast in the NBA, shout out to Awful Announcing, the Golden State Warriors broadcast there, I believe it's on NBC Sports.
Yeah, they got their own Bay. NBC Sports Bay Area network.
They were ranked, I don't think I saw that part. I know we talked about the Rockets being, their broadcast crew being ranked there in the middle, but the Warriors were the last ranked
crew?
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I just wanted to remind y'all of that. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying. But they were out there like, oh, man, Dylan Brooks is clearly swiping at Steph Curry's, you know, wrapped up thumb, the thumb that was injured late in the season that, you know, he was dealing with, getting, you know, into the play-in games. And obviously he's been dealing with through this series. It's like, oh, man, he's trying to intentionally hit that and stuff. And, I mean, is it Brad O? Is that my boy's name
on
Twitter?
Yeah, Brad O. Twitter, yep.
He did a good job of highlighting how that's kind of how Dylan Brooks contests. He's, you know, contests with that high-five kind of mentality trying to – because that's not going to be called as a foul.
Right.
You can get a little contact, maybe throw him off the rhythm, but not get it called as a foul.
Hand is part of the ball.
Right. Dylan Brooks was asked about this after the game, and you were here for that. You were at Toyota Center when this was asked. Dylan Brooks – media is saying that you were targeting Curry's thumb. Is that right?
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whatever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time. So, whatever they're saying on the broadcast, they can keep saying it.
You could just be like, nah.
You play to win the game.
Thank you, Herm.
Hello.
I mean, do you not though? Like he was spitting when he said that. Like you actually literally played to win the game. So what are we out here for? What are we out here doing?
Hey, let me not touch his thumb.
Right.
Because I don't want to hurt him.
And we're not talking about scrapping for the ball, getting on the floor, and then taking a cheap shot at the thumb.
Is that Brian Bosworth? Would he be in there in that huddle?
Oh, and he's just one. I mean, that's kind of a common theme for football play. Like the stories that you'll hear at the bottom of a scrum.
Especially like in the 80s and stuff or 70s in football. It was menacing.
And then bringing it to basketball. Like a lot, you could find a lot worse stories than this in the old school game that people claim to love and miss so much. Like Larry Bird, who's still alive, by the way, is rolling over in his metaphorical grave. Like the Bad Boys Pistons are rolling
Bill
over.
Bill Laimbeer is sick right now.
Is sick in his metaphorical. Rick Mahorn, who is on the sidelines for these Detroit Pistons games right now, is rolling over in his metaphorical grave at the idea that you can't even contest a shot and tap a thumb that just so happens to be a little hurt or a little injured. What's he supposed to do? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Curry, that your thumb is injured. Let me stay away from that. Well, as I try to play to win the game, get the hell out of here with that.
So that was one shameless. And the shamelessness was not the contesting in the way that he does, even if he was trying to hit people's thumb, which he did not do anything to dissuade.
Yeah.
Also, Park Ranger Pat, as I've come to call him, Pat Shepard, actually got in this game in garbage
Spencer.
Time. Is it Spencer?
Yeah.
One of them. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
You mixed Pat Spencer and Reed Shepard together.
Different white guy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Wow. I'm going to have to write. You know, the notes apology is coming. I'll let you know that right now. I did not mean nothing by that. Yeah, I have many white friends myself.
We apologize to the white community.
100%. I love you folks and all of your culture and your contributions. But, Pat.
Spencer.
Well,
61.
That's right.
We're
going
to start calling him by his odd number.
Hell, that's right.
I was going to call him Pat McAfee. He looked a little like Pat McAfee
Sheriff Pat was out here headbutting Alperen Sengun. So a lot of shamelessness. Where does your shamelessness show up? 713-572-4610, where the 832 said, or sorry, the 713 said, in high school, their boy got hurt during his JV game. The opposing team's varsity was in the stands laughing. So the next night, varsity night, unabashedly broke a DB's arm. Ooh. All right, you a little different.
Yeah.
You a little different.
That is one that you definitely should have. And I know we asked the question, something that you're shameless about that you should have
shame.
We listen
and we don't judge.
That is one that you definitely should have shame for. Mine, I have a couple of basic ones. It's sneaking food or snacks into places where you're not, like the movies, or honestly, just anywhere where you're not supposed to bring it.
Where else? Because I always think about the movie, sneaking in some candies, dollar store candy or something.
At the risk of putting myself out there, even in some of these games, like with the press pass, we're allowed to bring in a bag, right?
Okay.
In places where you're not allowed to bring in a bag. So and some of these places do charge for the food. So if you want to put some food in your bag, they're not going to stop you.
Hypothetically, of course.
Hypothetically speaking.
B. Scott would never do such a thing.
Well, no, if I were to do it,
all right, I would OJ. Do he went full OJ.
If I were to do it, okay, I would do it with
if
no shame.
If I did it.
If I did it, I would do it with no shame.
Oh, that's great.
That's all I'm saying. So that, taking the lotion and shampoo away from
the hotel,
yes. Even though that stuff is not made for black people and I wouldn't really use it as a matter of preference, but only as a matter of desperation, but taking it just in case and taking it just because you can, no shame in that. So, yeah, those would be two of my top ones. My biggest one, though, is watching bullies get beat up. I think Figgy put it the best way, kind of in the break when we were talking about this. I don't care who you are, how you're shaped, what your makeup is. If you're a bully, I have no shame in watching you get yours. Man, woman, boy, girl, old, young, I do not care.
Oh, you didn't do the tried and true black, white, yellow, green, purple?
But there you go. I have not met no green and purple people, or yellow for that matter. But don't have no shame in watching you get yours if you got it coming.
From the 832, getting a refill strawberry lemonade to go at restaurants.
Yeah. Oh,
I always loved
that's
that
a
was,
good one.
That was actually going to be mine. I don't know if y'all been to
Are you water cup guy or are you just extra refill guy?
I'm actually not doing that. No, I'm not the water cup guy. But whenever I go to Mod Pizza, they have a blackberry lemonade or something like that.
Yeah.
I drink as much as I can while I'm there. And then I take one to go. I put no ice in it because I save it for later.
That's how they get you. The ice is how they get you.
I'm one of those no ice guys. Yeah, like, already cold.
Let me fill this up to the brim.
Also a no ice guy. I'm with you.
Yeah. No, so I'm that for sure. That's a good one because I'll go. Jack in the Box has a specific piece. It's a peace tea or a sweet peace tea or something like that. That's like a zero sugar tea, and it's hard to find. I'll go in there with the cup and they know me in there now. I'll go in there with the cup that I bought the day before. Now, I won't go 2 days because that's kind of nasty, but the cup from the day before I think is still good enough. I'll go in there with the cup the day before, get the free refill as if I just bought it that day, and they're not even tripping.
You want to know my shameless?
No shame in that.
You want to know my shameless? I did this on Tuesday.
Okay.
If I'm at a spot having an adult beverage, give me the fruitiest, tastiest one on the menu.
Oh, see, that's one I hate. Like
I am shameless about
it. I hate that you even would have to have shame. Like Lopez is one of these that tries to like man shame you into liking fruity drinks.
Yeah, he tried to man shame. I think it was us or Ron about
Ron.
Having daiquiri in New Orleans.
To me, if you drink juice, Kool-Aid, or anything sweet, then what's the difference in just spiking it and putting some alcohol in it? Like, I don't see what's so not manly. Like, is it not manly to drink Kool-Aid?
I took this to another.
Can I have apple juice? I'm just saying.
Some people won't let you have apple
juice. Can I have orange juice? You know what I'm saying?
At breakfast, apparently.
So you saying I can't have a mimosa, but I can drink orange juice? Get out of here, man.
Yeah, it's the champagne that changes it. But no, I ordered something called a Pink Panther on Tuesday. And what's funny is they gave it to me in that big old martini glass, like the big one. And then old girl, she was about to hand it to me. She was like, actually, you only put this in a regular glass? And I was like, no. Why would I do that?
I like this pretty glass.
Yeah.
Ain't got no shame.
I want people to know I'm drinking this.
Get out of here.
Enjoying it. Somebody said, now taking a cup when you haven't bought anything that day and getting a refill, that's something you should feel shame for. Yeah. They're coming for you, B. Scott.
Hey, that's the purpose of the segment.
They are coming for you.
No shame where it should be.
All right, and this one, I did say I listen and don't judge. I'm having trouble here. From the 832, they said they'll pick their nose whenever, wherever, oh, no shame. Is their nose.
All right, man. All right, man. See yourself out. See yourself out.
I'm trying.
Keep listening to the show, but metaphorically speaking, see yourself out, bro.
Oh, no. Y'all going to have to fight with B. Scott. We don't have to break on this one from the 281. It is, in fact, not manly to drink Kool-Aid. I don't know if that's a America's moment. I don't know what's happening there. But
brother probably don't mix no liquor at all. Just straight rubbing alcohol.
I got this Adam's apple. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the manly here. You know what I'm saying? Go and give me my martini, my margarita.
Wait, hold
my
on.
My daiquiri.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm doing personal business now. From the 832. Let me put you on that Blackberry Crown Royal and lemonade. It's something serious. Let me. Okay. Me and you going to have to talk.
No, that Blackberry Crown is good.
That
though.
Sounds
I was drinking that
delicious.
Straight.
Okay.
I was drinking that straight.
It is a Tuesday at 10:58 p.m. or a.m. rather, and I am talking about drinks. All right. Anyways. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Good thing Lopez isn't there. He'd fill the entire show with shameless behaviors. Coming up
That's
next.
So let's, true.
It is true. And I appreciate it about him. He's like, y'all not going to bully me. All right. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including, is this something that the NFL is considering that could cripple the pregame shows that they have with their partners? I'll tell you more about it next.